Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Your chance to win and win big. We got a pair of tickets here for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. If you've never been there, let me tell you, it's a very, very nice place. Lots and lots of animals, big animals, medium-sized animals, small animals, fish, all sorts of fish and octopuses or octopi and penguins and seahorses that are actually very, very small, very tough to put a saddle on them, and on and on and on. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. If your kids or grandkids like animals and fish and all sorts of aquatic stuff, the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium got a pair of tickets for you. And your chance to win is, it's just about now, as a matter of fact. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The 15th caller wins. When you call, make sure that you pot down the volume. Have the volume down on your radio or whatever you're listening to me to, whatever device that is, because we can't have any feedback because we've got all sorts of technical gizmos here that make this difficult. So, when you do that, I'm going to ask you your name, where you're calling from, what you're up to, and I'll tell you what number you are. 15th caller wins the prize package, the Dimitri exclusive prize package. Two pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, all combined, everything. And it's a great day. It really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Let's make sure the lines are cleared. 2, 3, 4. Okay, all right. So all the lines are clear. So we got all 15 lines cleared. Excuse me. 740-325-1490. 15th caller wins. And I must tell you that no one's calling in. Literally no one is calling in. I can't believe this. Everybody else here at this radio station, all the other shows that we have, all the other prize packages, they get thousands of phone calls every day. My show, hardly anybody wants to call in and win these great prizes. I don't understand. Oh, now we got a couple of people. All right, so we'll probably have two or three people going back and forth calling like 15 times a piece. And then one of them is going to probably win. That's usually how, and now we got one call. 740-325-1490. Your chance to win. Your chances are much better than you realize. They're much, much better than you realize. What has happened to my career? 740-325-1490. Let me show you how easy this is. Jesus, just kill me. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Trevor.
Trevor, where are you calling from?
Follinsby.
Okay, Trevor, and what are you up to these days?
Just going to work.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a wastewater operator.
Wastewater, okay. I'm all in favor of wastewater. You're caller number one. Good luck to you, sir. It'll probably be Trevor and one other person going back and forth. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Kevin.
I'm sorry?
Kevin.
Kevin. All right, where are you calling from?
Somerton.
Somerton?
Yes.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a farmhand.
You're a farmhand? Really? What's it like in the winter?
Yes, sir.
What kind of work do you do as a farmhand?
I check cattle, make sure they have water and hay every day.
God bless you.
And the horses.
God bless you. Kevin, you're caller number two. Good luck to you. Good luck to
you. Thank you.
My first farmhand caller. That's great. All right, Big Willie 105.5, caller, what's your first name?
Trevor.
Trevor. Okay, you're caller number three now. See, it's going to be Trevor and probably Kevin going back and forth. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Chris.
I'm sorry?
Chris.
Chris?
Yep, Chris.
All right, what kind of work do you do?
Home health care.
Home health care? All right, taking care of old people?
Yes, sir.
All right, so where are you calling from, Chris?
Okay.
Where are you calling from? Where are you right now?
Wheeling. Wheeling, sir.
Okay, it wasn't that hard. All right. All right, your caller number five. Good luck to you, sir. All right, Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Yeah, this is Toby.
Toby, your caller number six. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Trevor.
Trevor, you're number seven now. I think Trevor's going to win. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're number 8. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, you're number 9. It's just the same guys. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Trevor.
Trevor, you're 10. Jesus. I actually had a career in broadcasting at one point. I really did. I had a career. Not much of a career, but it was a career. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brian.
Of course, 11. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Toby.
Toby, number 12. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, 13. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, 14, so close, and yet so far away. Oh. The tension here is almost unbearable because this next person is going to be caller number 15. That it just you can feel the tension here in this room. There's actually flop sweat right now on my lip. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Trevor.
Trevor, congratulations.
Ah,
oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You won. The Follinsby.
You're the man, Dimitri.
The Follinsby wastewater expert. All right.
Woo.
Great. Yes, indeed. Trevor, give me your phone number and we'll... okay, in fact, just give me your last name, and then you can come pick up the tickets. What's your last name, Trevor?
Barnhart.
Barnhart? Like the way it's spelled?
Yes.
Like the way it sounds?
B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T.
A-R-T. Barnhart. Okay. You know where the WOM studios are on Rock Hill in Bel Air?
I can find it.
Okay. Give me your phone number, and I'll give you the directions. What's your phone number?
304.
670.
4884.
Let me read that back to you. It is Trevor Barnhart, 304-670-4884. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. I will send you our address, and you can come here and pick up the tickets. Congratulations, sir. Way to go. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Long-time listener. You're the man.
Thank you so much. All right. Hit the wrong hotkey. I hit this one. That was a mistake. I meant to hit, shut up, this one. That would have been a much smoother segue, I would say. But not me. Oh, no. Why do it the easy way when you can do it the Dimitri way? That was air quotes on radio. Thank you. All right, so Trevor Follinsby, wastewater expert. If you want great wastewater, you go to Follinsby and you ask for Trevor and you tell him Dimitri sent you. There you go. Maybe you can do some advertising. I can do some personal endorsements for him. If you want great wastewater, Follinsby, Trevor Barnhart, tell him Dimitri sent you. Trevor's gold or something. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. All right, fine. Next. I'm still dealing with this stupid cold. I'm much better, thank you for asking. But I still, and I'm really in an awkward situation right now because I've got to really blow my nose. I can't do it on the air. I can't do it on Facebook, but I got to really blow my nose or else it's going to ruin all the equipment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off my mic and then I'm going to move away from the camera on the Facebook live stream, blow my nose. You will not hear it and you will not see it. You can imagine it. And then when I come back, which would be in a matter of a few nanoseconds, I should be much better. So give me a second here. Hold on. Stay right there. Microphone off. I should be much better. Give me a second here. Hold on. Stay right there. Microphone off. Oh, thank God. Okay. I'm better. I'm back. Whew. Anyway, so there's that. All right. Next, bad news for Ohio Governor Mutilation Mike DeWine. Call him Mutilation Mike DeWine because he loves the transgender surgery for children. Just loves the mutilation and sterilization of children, all in the name of the transgender agenda. So he also loves Haitian illegals and thinks that it's really, really good that the Haitians in Springfield who were imported there temporarily, have taken jobs away from Springfield citizens. I don't know what DeWine has with Haiti. It's something really weird. Anyway, good news for Mutilation Mike DeWine. There's a federal judge, and of course, Washington, D.C., that has essentially extended the temporary protected status for nearly a third of a million Haitians throughout the country, including God knows how many thousands, maybe tens of thousands, in Springfield, Ohio, where they're eating the pets and the waterfowl by the parks. The protected status was scheduled to end, I think, today, as a matter of fact. But there's this judge who said, no, we're just going to override what President Trump wants, and we're just going to leave the Haitians here. We're going to do our part to undermine the administration. Now, you might be wondering, what judge is this? Well, I did a little digging, and it's U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. And I thought to myself, gee, I wonder if this is another one of those judges who are doing everything that they can to undermine the Trump administration and, frankly, undermine America by having all the illegals. Now they are illegal, by the way. All these Haitians, they've lost their temporary. The key word here is temporary protected status. They want to flood our country with illegals is what they want to do. A lot of these judges, I mean, honestly, it's just terrible. And a lot of these judges, by the way, these federal judges, and I'm sure Obama's at the heart of all of this, they're foreign born. When I started looking at all the judges who were doing whatever they could to undermine the election results from November a year ago, with Trump winning in a landslide with the Electoral College and the popular vote, as well as all the swing states and everything else, you would be amazed. I was amazed. And it doesn't, it takes a lot to amaze me, I must tell you. But even I was amazed by the number of judges who were foreign-born. A lot of them foreign-born. And I don't think that's an accident at all. I think that is by design. Well, I thought to myself, well, let's take a look at this Judge Anna Reyes. And according to Wikipedia, she was born in Uruguay. Yep, another foreigner. And according to Wikipedia, she has served as United States District Judge, United States District Court for the District of Columbia since 2023, which makes her a Biden appointee. And she is both the first Latina and the first openly LGBTQ person to serve as a district court judge in Washington, D.C. And there's a picture of her and her dog. So another foreign-born judge, another Biden appointee, and Biden is simply the third term of Obama, let's face it, openly LGBTQ, and surprise, surprise, saying, oh, no, we're not going to allow the president to end the temporary protected status because this one judge born in Uruguay forgot. Uruguay, by the way, my sources tell me that Uruguay is a country in the Western Hemisphere, I believe South America, and they have a flag that is sort of like Argentinian, but not exactly, and it's got a sun or some sort of a thing. It's South America somewhere. The number of foreign-born judges that hate Trump and are doing whatever they can to undermine him is really quite astonishing. There should be a story, which, of course, with the useless corporate media now, there won't be, but I would be really interested to see the number of foreign-born judges who hate Trump, who are part of the federal judicial system. I'm telling you, it's all rigged. It really is. And the bar associations and all that. I get the sense that everything is rigged. This did not even surprise me. Another foreign-born, hardcore leftist judge. Anyway, so I'm guessing that Mutilation Mike DeWine is thrilled that his beloved illegal Haitian illegals, now they're illegal because the temporary status was lifted by Trump and they got to go back to Haiti. And look, I get that Haiti is this absolute hellhole. I absolutely get it. It's terrible. It is heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But as Jim Renacci pointed out, temporary means temporary, and there are legal methods to get into this country. And by the way, many of the Haitians don't come directly from Haiti. They come from South America. They go into Brazil. They go into other parts of South America and work their way up. It's not like they're going back directly into Haiti. But even if they were, the bottom line is we actually have a system in this country to allow people in legally from Haiti and from even Uruguay, and from anywhere else on earth, even Absurdistan, they can come in legally. Just do it legally. How hard is this to figure out? Anyway, so this openly LGBTQ judge, born in Uruguay, Biden appointee, and federal district court. I'm telling you, folks, it's all rigged. It's all rigged. It really is. All right, so download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get to Mitri live and Dangerously Local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Hold on a second. Make sure I got the right hotkey. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon the blockchain of reason once I figure out what a blockchain is. Boy, that is hard to figure out. I got to tell you. I have it on my business card. But I don't know what it is. But it sounds impressive, so it's on my business card, so what the hell. All right, fine. So there is that. Congratulations again to Trevor Barnhart, our wastewater expert in Fallensby. He'll be picking up his pair of tickets for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium here at Rock Hill at our Big Willie 105.5 studios, also known as the Womp Studios here in Bel Air. So I've got to take a short break. All of our breaks are short. And let's see what else. Oh, of course, Hancock County, the school district. Jeez Louise, it just never ends with these people. So I'm going to talk with you about that. Also, we got Dimitri Graffiti, and that'll be for anyone to comment as long as you do not interact with the host. So that is coming up. We can't do that on the Facebook live stream because it is actually banned on Facebook. Stay tuned.